We're talking today with Terry Dietrich, president of the American Farmers and Ranchers. And as we wrap up the old year, Terry, we've got Congress scurrying around, wrapping up their business for 2015. And it appears, you know, we've got some very positive things for U.S. farmers and ranchers when it comes to the combination of the omnibus spending bill and then the tax package that they're voting on as well.
Ron, one of the things that we've really been watching for Oklahoma producers is our crop insurance funding and to restore that. That's a big thing for borrowers and lenders alike. And also the tax extender issue to give us some longevity and something rather than just 1 year at a time. And last year we had about a week to take advantage of it and it was gone. Well, now we don't have much time left this year, but it extends in most of it for five more years. So that's a big plus for us.
I know that a lot of talk, a lot of groups, for the most part, pretty well satisfied to see the U.S. finally respond to the WTO retaliation issue. We're all assuming Canada, Mexico will honor the cool repeal, and they will end that $1 billion retaliation possibility.
I hope so, Ron. We don't need any retaliation. And we're a general farm organization. We represent all commodities, and I know that this has been extremely important to the beef and the pork industry. And to get that thing behind us so we can think about some positive things will be a plus for the future.
Let's talk a little bit about 15 kind of in review for Oklahoma agriculture. You know, I guess you almost always have to start with the weather, don't you?
We do, and 2015 has been a year of opposites. We started out with a big total drought and a continuation of drought from years past, and all of a sudden when it started raining, it really rained. And the majority of Oklahoma today is in good standing with moisture, and that's number one for livestock and crops. Our prices are not as optimistic as our growth right now, but I think even right on into the state budget with such a deficit budget this year, all agencies are going to take a cut. It's going to affect everybody top to bottom. Left to right, it's there's going to be a big change this year.
Obviously, you know, we've got the state lawmakers starting to do all their behind-the-scenes work to get ready for the general session in early 2016. You're one of the groups always there and doing a lot of lobbying work. This is going to – the budget is going to drive everything in the legislative session this year, right?
It is going to be the driver. Out of some of the federal legislation that we talked about, I think the removal of the ban on oil exports could be – it'll take a while to get in effect, but it could be a bright spot for Oklahoma's economy. Help us be able to get rid of some of this oil in the world market, global market, rather than just in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about maybe, 15 was a year that we saw the joint resolution in the House and the Senate come together on a constitutional amendment for right to farm. We've got that state question now out before state question 777. 2016 obviously is going to be a year that a lot of resources, a lot of time, a lot of attention going to be focused on that as far as ag organizations are concerned.
Ron, we're going to be barraged with a lot of false information, a lot of people who are misrepresenting things on social media. We're very concerned, and as far as I look at it, I think it's more of a consumer bill in the long run than a producer bill. We as producers, we know how to take care of our livestock. We do best management practices already. We know how to take care of our land. And we take the best care of our resources. We've been conservationists and environmentalists from the very beginning. The main thing that we've got to make sure, and this is what state question 777 is designed to do, is to protect our consumers and the price that they pay for food. I recently talked to a person who had been in California and paid $8 a dozen for eggs. That's the direct result of some crazy legislation that was passed that did that to the poultry producers. We don't want any of that. We're looking out for our consumers. We want to be able to continue to provide the safest food, most abundant supplies, and at a most affordable price of anywhere in the world. And we've done that. We've got a system that works doing that. We want to keep it in place and be able to continue.
Okay. All right.